The spiritual, go tell it on the mountain, has come to mean many things depending on the time and setting in which it is sung. Freedom anthem, traditional hymn of the faith, a simple song of Christmas. As is the case with most spirituals, its music and lyrics cannot be attributed to any one person. African-American composer John Wesley Work is credited with formally adapting the song and including it in a songbook in 1907. But the versions of Go Tell It on the Mountain are as varied and distinctive as the people performing it. The lyrics have been adapted and readapted and personalized countless times. And always at its heart is a theme of celebration. The angel's announcement to the shepherds, good news, great joy, that a Savior had been born for them, must have reverberated with hope for the enslaved people who created this song. It is one of the miracles of Christmas that this good news of Jesus, of love and liberation for all people, would be proclaimed from on high to a group of shepherds, people who were of the lowest social class, who had no claims to property or status, no hope of escaping their lot in life. This good news was for them, that a Savior had been born. It was the same good news heard in the fields of the South, a promise of liberation, of hope, of God's breaking into the world. Good news, great joy, worthy of a song. We sing the song, Go Tell It on the Mountain, each Christmas season, and it's a crowd pleaser. We really get going for Go Tell It on the Mountain, at least I do, because the good news, the great joy, is for us as well. It bubbles up within us, this feeling that God's love is real, and it is for us. And it is made real in the gift of Jesus Christ. And we feel like shouting, praise God from the highest heavens, praise God in the highest heights, praise God, all you angels, all the host, praise God, sun and moon and all the shining stars. Praise God, you creepy, crawly creatures. Praise God, you animals in the depths of the sea that we've yet to identify. Praise God. Praise God, you trees and rocks and rivers and mountains. Praise God. I think it is fair to say that Christmas is the peak, the pinnacle of our worship year. Now, some might argue that that is Easter. It's a close rival. But what I will say next, I think, applies to both. I find that with all of the excitement and exuberance of Christmas, the next day and the days that follow, I'm in a bit of a funk. There's a little bit of post-Christmas depression that seeps in. Perhaps all of my endorphins have been fired and my brain just needs a rest. Or maybe the twinkle lights can only hold back the dark of a winter's night for so long. At times, like Charlie Brown, I feel fed up with all the commercialism of it all and how Christmas feels so very disposable, like after the paper is torn off the packages and thrown in the trash, we're supposed to move on to the next New Year's party or start stockpiling candy hearts for February. All of that build up to that one day and then the letdown. This is why I am particularly grateful for Christmastide. As we know from another of our most loved Christmas songs, there are actually 12 days of Christmas, not just the one. All the way from December 25th to Epiphany on January 6th, we are called to celebrate Christmas. While I admit that it would be quite difficult to celebrate Christmas like we do on the 25th for 12 days in a row, I do think that this season encourages us to think about what makes Christmas, Christmas. Is it the presents, or gathering with the family, or going to church? Well, for me, the answer comes from my favorite Christmas movie. No, not It's a Wonderful Life, or Rudolph, or even Die Hard. My favorite is The Muppet Christmas Carol. And I truly think that this is possibly the most theologically profound Christmas movie there is. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. At the center of the film, which is an adaptation of the Charles Dickens original, is a song sung by the ghost of Christmas Present, seeking to explain to Scrooge what Christmas is all about. Sing it if you know it. A cup of kindness that we share with another, a sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true. Christmas is when Jesus Christ, the embodiment of love, is born into the world. Whenever we show kindness, and when we create room for love, Christmas comes again. And as the song continues, the true meaning of Christmas is to let it last all year if we can, to keep making room for kindness and keep sharing love in the world. And the love we find and the love we share, we carry with us wherever we go. The season of Christmastide reminds us that Christmas is not only one day, that we are called to make it last throughout the year, to show kindness and cultivate love in the world. And one way we do that is by telling the stories. Christmastide is a challenge to go tell it. Have you experienced the love of God? Liberation from what binds you? A hope rooted in something bigger than yourself? Well, go tell it. Tell your mom. Tell your dog. Go tell it. Do you know, in fact, that forgiveness is real? Go tell it. Tell your friend who is trapped by shame. Do you believe that the good news is for every person, from the lowliest shepherd to the most powerful dictator? Well, go tell it. Go tell it on that mountain. Look, most of the noise out there, what gets the most airtime is the bad news of rich get richer, of power corrupting absolutely, of selfishness and hollow honor, and money as proof of success. But we have a different story to tell, one of a vulnerable baby who would turn the world upside down, a story of weakness as true strength, of a selfless love that cannot be stamped out, but grows larger the more it is shared. We have a story. And oh, what a story. And we've got to tell it, because there are so many in the world who hunger for just a bit of good news, a glimmer of hope, a whisper of justice. And we have a song to sing of a people who once lived in bondage, but sang a song of liberation, who could shout a promise of good news from the mountaintops, never knowing the echo would return generations later from a world that had made just a bit more space for love. May our voices rise in singing praises to God, echoing the joyous strain that in our song and in our living, we might celebrate Christmas this day and every day. Amen.